Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty.
The one you want, and I'm here to serve you. Once again, thank you for coming to the Care to Read Room. Why don't you lock that dial in at 646 478-0270. Stay tuned while I go to station identification, and I'll be right back at you in the air listening to Hard Times.
Having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having
tell Floyd, yeah, yeah, knocking on my brother's door. He is down over your nigga Thunderbird, baby. Yeah, I don't wanna do it no more. No, 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 no. I don't wanna go back there no more.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is John Lennon. He's talking about hard times. And on this segment is that has been designed for families, specifically the adult families. Please, parents, come in and stay tuned for the lecture, because we've been talking about the lyrics of John Lennon. How does it affect the children when they hear about the hard times? What happens when you have a situation where your income has changed and you no longer are bringing in the same wealth that you used to bring in? How do you express that to your children? Do you obtain music like John Lennon's and break down the lyrics and talk about the hard times? Do you express that? And why are so many people getting up, leaving the urban settings and walking away when the cities have collapsed and they're gone bankrupt? Why are there so many people leaving the urban settings? Here's my case in point. Why are so many people leaving the city of Gary, Indiana, and why have they allowed the city to collapse itself with no income coming in for jobs and the city downtown area collapsing? What is happening to urban cities? And where are these people fleeing to when most of your major urban cities are having hard times? Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We are going to be talking about those hard times. What type of music do you need to introduce to your family to get through the hard times? And if you're in one of these major urban settings and you've had to leave your home, and you find that in the next urban setting you get to, it's the same predominant problem. Are you ready to make that change, to transition internationally, to get dual citizenship, because you're so fed up with not being able to make it in urban settings? Well, the hard times are in the urban setting, but you can bet your bottom dollar when you go abroad to some of these countries who are solvent and who are not at bankrupt stage, they are functioning, and it is not hard times everywhere. You can go to parts of Europe and see the flourishing, and they've opened their gates to refugees from all around the world who have come there and not fallen upon hard times. You're speaking to someone that's seen it with their own eyes. Is it wrong to want to make that transition, to get dual citizenship, to leave the United States of America? Why don't you call in and voice your opinion? Do any of you have your passports, and are you considering dual citizenship to flee the hard times? Well, while the hard times is trying to get better, it might make sense to get another passport and go somewhere else to see what the lifestyle is like. Some of the people are lost because they have been disconnected from their communities and their homes because of foreclosures. And they have to go somewhere else and start all over again. Why not go abroad? Why not go to another city and another country and try it out to see how difficult it is to make it? I've never lived anywhere more difficult to live than in the United States. It was much easier to transition to Europe and to make a life of myself than it ever has been here in the United States. I feel sort of like the president's wife when she said, "This was the only time I felt proud of my country." When she made that statement, everybody wanted to ask her, "So what do you mean in the past you haven't been proud?" See, hard times haven't fallen upon the Caucasians like they've fallen upon the black people. And when we say that, we say that because we live in a status of hard times. We don't always have two incomes in our family. The income that should be in our family has fled. And when you talk to the average Caucasian, Eurocentric person, their incomes are ranging from the average of $50,000 on up to $125,000. Where is their income coming from? Where are they getting this income? Is it from an 8-to-5 jobs, or is it many streams of income? And do they know something that we don't know? If you listen to the various different programs of those people who have paid off their debt, the average person that calls in on the show has an income of over $60,000 to $70,000. And most of the time, they're not credentialed with degrees. So I find it hard that we are going back to school to spend over $40,000 to $50,000 on these degrees to come out and make less than $50,000. If you're not making over $30,000 to $40,000 to $50,000 when you're getting these degrees, then you're getting jinxed. You're bamboozled. You're getting a degree that won't even pay you enough money to pay back the loans and grant or pay back the loans you've gotten. Something is wrong with the income level. The average African American cannot make the amount of money that a Caucasian makes. And the question should be, when you go in the workforce and you apply for the same job with more credentials, does the average person without a degree make more than you? And if this is happening, you're on hard times. You're on hard times, even with a degree. And when they say get all that you can get and be all that you can be, get a degree and get a loan to go along with it, because you're going to be paying out of your nose for a long time, and you won't be able to make it and live middle class. Now, you're talking to a young person or an older middle person who has had good times where I've been able to earn an income of over $50,000. Not because of who I am. It's because of what I've created in the wealth of working. But those were in good times. It's very difficult to make that kind of money now unless you are working for yourself. And sometimes you have to come out of these 8-to-5 jobs because you're stuck and you're stagnant. And you have to incorporate yourself to bring in many streams of income. We've fallen on hard times, folk. And if we don't get over the grain house and get a level of income in the next year or two, someone's going to try to make you a permanent underclass. But say it with me. Oh, no. Come on now. Oh, no. That is not about to happen. Because you can't make a people poor if they don't allow you to. If a people decide to put their money together, do you know that our dollar, if we pull it out, like on Black Friday, and decide not to shop with anybody but people in our community who look like us, we can put this country at a standstill. We have to understand that coming together to take our dollars and putting them together and creating a bartering system so that everyone has a plate on their table, everyone has income coming in, everyone has their daily needs, and no one goes without. But why isn't it happening only because we got so much pride and that we don't care about our brothers and sisters anymore? But yet the yellow man and the Hispanic man, when they come here, they aim to make a fortune and they stick together and they rally around one another. But we got some changes to make within ourselves. Don't you understand that the African tribe and concept means coming together in a village so that all women will come and bring their resources and the men too, and we will eat and have meat on our table? Don't you understand what I've been trying to teach you? The whole concept is that we can come together and we can get over the grain house. It's not about me making it to the top while I look down at you. It's about us all getting to heaven together. Africans don't have a concept of getting to heaven by themselves. That's a Eurocentric concept of an I concept. We have a concept of a we concept. And have not I been teaching you day in and day out? And have not my voice been ringing across this airways to tell you to come together to love your brothers and sisters like yourself? Yes, I've even told you to embrace the Caucasian, because you have to be clever to understand how the master works. And right now you're under the master's hand. Until you can get over the grain house, you must cooperate until you get to the place where you can rule again. Make no mistakes about it, Caucasian, we will rule again. But right now we have got to get ourselves together. We have got to stop frowning upon each other when we prosper. We have got to start looking down upon each other when we advance. We have got to come together. If I prosper and if I have good success and you're in my community, you're in my tribe, you're prospering too. I know this. I came from a clan that you might want to say, and we prospered here in Gary, Indiana. With 18 children, we prospered. 7 children going off to college, all of us working, pulling our money together to build a mansion, which we own now, right in the west side of town where blacks couldn't live. I'm not telling you something I heard or something I thought I saw. I'm telling you what I lived. You have to have prosperity in you. And let it spring up in you, and no man can make you poor. We're on hard times now, you say. But you don't have to think in that concept. Pull your money together. Create lotteries amongst your community. Create the lottery system so that all of your children are taken care of. And you take turns training and working as a child development agent in a daycare center where you have to pay nothing out of your pocket. Understand that my dear and them, they knew how to work during hard times. And they knew that they were always on hard times. There was there no such thing as shooting and blowing your brains out when you fell upon hard times. Now look at the news. A man looked at a group of animals that were killed. He wasn't up on hard times. Those animals can be reproduced. It's not in our nature to lay down with animals and die with them. They don't have the same kind of souls we have. Maybe you have a hardship for them, but you get over it. You don't go and kill your damn self. We got to have more sense today. We got to come back into mother with, and we can make it and get over the grain house today. But we got to pull our resources together and get that good ship together and get on it and go abroad and see what they have to offer you. I don't care if you stay for a spell, for an evening, for a month, but go abroad and see what they have to offer for you. And you teachers who are out of work, can't find work here, there's plenty of work abroad for teachers. Plenty of it. And this summer, I'm going to show you how much it is, because you go over and contract yourself and work for yourself. You determine how long you want to be into the system and work in different countries and learn the lifestyle and pick up many different languages. Am I telling you something that I wouldn't do? No. I'm telling you now that we've fallen up on these so-called hard times and the system is collapsing, it's a way to get over the grain house. But you've got to be conscious-minded, and you've got to be ready to make a change. Don't be afraid to get that passport and to take that trip. And if you have to go to Africa, it's beautiful. There's continents and beautiful islands, everything there that is waiting for you. It is. The new heaven, Jerusalem, has come down here on earth, ladies and gentlemen. You won't be going into the sky anywhere. So plan to stay here on this earth and find your heaven. I'm talking to you in this manner because I'm feeling that the Spirit is speaking to some households today who have fallen upon hard times, and they can't seem to pull themselves up because now they have to give their home up. And some of them are walking away from their children And those husbands who can't seem to hold out a job are walking away from their families. I know what I'm talking about. Because I had one to walk away from me because he felt he had nothing to offer. But ye of little faith must understand, men, you have to stand with your women in good times and in bad times. And you have to wrestle with the system together. Two can chase 1,000. And one can chase only a few. Then stay together. Stay together. Pull it together. And when you pull it together, and when Christ in you rise up, you will reign with the Christ and you will rule. Now is not a time to fall out of fellowship. Now is not a time to disconnect yourself with family. This is a time when they must see how much we love one another and how much we care for one another, so that we are not closing the doors to our fellow loved ones who have lost employment. Bring them into your home. Let them be a part of your house and share a part of your home. We had 18 children in our house. When my sister's house burned down, we brought their whole family into our house until they got reestablished. Ask anyone in this town that knows our family. There were 3 families together prospering. Take a tip from the Hispanics. They are professionals at organizing their families. We look down on the fact that there are many of them living together, but there's nothing wrong with it when you can pool your money and purchase the things you need and live like a king and queen. Now I'm speaking to someone right now that wants to give up, that wants to lay down and die because they feel like everything has been taken away. Then don't be like the man in the jungle who laid down with the animal and shot himself to death. Don't lay down and let the world take your breath. These things are replaceable. I lost over 18,000 pounds of material things, but not one night did I fret over them. I've been replenishing everything I've lost, and the Creator is still trying to get tons of money that is on its way to me. And you don't have to have filthy lucre to be rich. Just be rich in your spirit and be available for God to use. You don't know how much you are worth until you begin to work for the master. Then everybody will want you on their team. Everybody will see that God light in you and want you to back them. You don't know how much you're worth. Don't throw away the best thing you have in you is yourself. Save yourself from this system. Don't turn to drinking. Don't turn to drugs. Don't put your children out in the streets. Hold on. Bring my dear home. Bring the family home. And come together as one. I said come together and make a real family so people can see the village grow. Right now, these airways don't want me to preach to you in this manner, to encourage you, because you've got a job to do to get over the greenhouse. Some of you are stronger than others. Those of you who are stronger, help and support the weak. But don't you dare turn your back on those that can't help themselves. I don't care if it's a Caucasian man, help him too. I've witnessed them coming up to me saying I haven't had a bite to eat, and I've furnished the money to provide it. You don't know who may be coming as an angel to you. We've got some work to do, African Americans. We've turned stiff-necked. We've become all out dirty. And we're living foul because we're preying on others and destroying the hope in others and vindictively lying to one another. We've got to stop it. We've got to stop it. We've got to stop it. And I don't have to be in no pulpit to tell you what's right or wrong. But I'm telling you today, if we're going to be a rich people And if we're going to make the income level that we are to make before the next millennium, we've got to pull together. We have resources that we're plundering and wasting. We can pull it together in our own community and put the lights out in every store on Friday by not shopping until we get things right in our community and buying from self and doing for self and becoming self-reliant. Now, I'm telling you this because the Spirit told me to tell you. Somebody needs this message today. Somebody don't need to go in the church house anymore. Somebody needs to stop tithing and wasting their money in the church. And somebody needs to pay their bills. And they need to stop pinching off of their bill money to give the pimps that are in the church. Wake up, people. Wake up. You can find somebody that will speak in your life and you don't have to pay them for it. Right here in the Care to Read room. If you care to listen, come on in this house. It's free of charge. There's no money you have to pay here because I'm going to give you the unadulterated word. Whether you like it or not, the Spirit of the Lord has come upon me and he has anointed me to preach, to open up the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf. Because our people have got to stop talking about being poor and how hard times are and laying down and killing themselves and psychologically ending up in the institutions because they can't handle it. We've handled everything. We've been the strongest made people there is. We've come through slavery, and there's nothing else they can put upon us. So why are you so weak, and why are you falling short? In the end times, now is not a time to fall short. Let's remain strong. We're going to get over the grain house, and we will rule again. Like it or not, we will rule again. The question is, are you ready to rule again? And the only question is to be or not to be African, because you will have to take your proper places, and you will have to be connected to a country. And like it or not, America has saw fit to connect themselves to Africa, and you're now looking at the United States of Africa, our country. Let's go back and inhabit what belongs to us and rule our country like we're supposed to do. What is the use of having all this knowledge and education and have nowhere to deposit it? Well, your brothers and sisters in Africa are waiting for you. They've been standing there waiting for you to come home. They've even put land aside for you. And they're waiting to ask your forgiveness for their part in the slave trade. Why don't you accept their apologies? Why don't you accept their hand? They're standing there waiting for you. And many of you are in a position you could travel and go, but you won't. You're sitting there with money in the bank, but you won't. Because you think things are going to get better here. But we've fallen upon hard times here. But we know how to get over it. But we must look to other countries to find where we can live in peace without the incarceration problem every time our young people leave home and without our men being put in prison. You can't imprison the people who have always been free. One day you will have to loose those chains. And one day you will have to shut down those prison institutes. And we will govern our own behavior. And we will govern the world, to be exact. If you are growing up to be God, it's time to start acting like God now. If God speaks a thing and decrees a thing, then speak life over your situation. I speak life over your situation. And I speak and decree prosperity over your situation. And every time you look at your situation, keep speaking life over it. It will get better. It will get better. It will get better. I decree it will get better. Ladies and gentlemen, can no hard times come up on you when you're ready to defeat it? Now, how many of you are ready to defeat it? Stand to your feet and allow the ancestors to help you. Oh, ancestors, we call on you right now to help us defeat this hard time that's in our mind. It doesn't exist. It's a mere illusion. How can we concentrate on having prosperity and abundance when we put our sights on God? God is nothing but abundant. He can't sub anything, and neither can we. We're on top, and we're not the head. We're the cornerstone which the foundation was built from. We have to recite the words of affirmation and live by the words that God has given us to stand on. He will watch over his word to perfect it. And to every household, and now to you, he has been able to keep and preserve. Do not think he will leave you in a mess in this time. If he has kept you and preserved you over the time, he will continue to keep you and preserve you as long as you're standing in his will. Now, if you're outside of his will, you're going to go through something. And you're going to hit hard times. So you got to live right. Or you're going to go through something, and the mercy seat will be for only those that have lived according to his purpose. You are not your own. You've been bought with a price, and you have a debt to pay back to society. So you have to start understanding that you are not an individual, but you're here for the benefit of mankind. So live like you are living for the purpose of mankind. Stop being such an individual and wanting individual identity. Because as we suffer with Christ, we're going to reign with him. Now's the time to reign with Christ. And why are you fainting? Why are you falling apart? Why are you buying up everything as if the world is coming to an end? The world will never come to an end. Only the thoughts and the process and procedures as we know it. It's time to make a change in your household about the way you think. Develop a new thought. And be careful of what you're thinking. Your mind is very powerful. Your thoughts are very powerful. Be careful of what you're thinking. Set your sights on God and allow him to permeate your thoughts. Right now you have to come into a new thought if you're going to live in this new system. But if you're not ready to make that transition, you will die with the rest of the flesh that will go back to the dust. But those that have been created from God's source and who are working on God's team, you will live on forever and ever and ever until eternity. So how many of you want to bring Jerusalem down here on earth and dwell in a house where there are many mansions? And in my Father's house, he went to prepare a place for us that had many mansions. So you're not homeless. You can't possibly be homeless when he has many mansions. Pick and choose the one you want. As of this day, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. There will be many mansions for us. My question is, how about you? Are you going to take on the cliche that I'm in hard times? Or will I hear you talk about, I've gotten over the grain house. There's no more hard times for me. No more. And I ask Sheikh Diaz to stand here as a witness as we decree this thing. We also call forth the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we call forth Dr. Martin Luther King to witness this thing. We call forth Harriet Tubman to be present to witness this. Nina Simone to witness what we're going through today. Carry us to the top of the mountain with you when you go. Open every door for us so that when we stand knocking at the door, we can say, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. And I'm not standing in the need of prayer. I'm ready to get over the grain house. I'm ready to get over the grain house. Will you accept me, Lord? Am I usable? Can you use me? The question should be, are you making yourself available to be used today? Are you giving your vocal parts, and are you lending your service to be used today? If you're not, you ought to get up and go outside and cry out to the Lord and ask him to spare you because you haven't lived up to your expectation. Some of you are so rotten and low down that you'd rather take from your brothers and sisters than give. Stop your nonsense, else you won't live in this new system. There will be no place for you and greed will be denounced. You have to be understanding that you are nothing but a but by the grace of God. And it's by his grace, which is so sufficient, that you still live and reside and have your being in him. So all of this nonsense and criticism that you're doing amongst your brother and backbiting and stabbing each other in the back and destroying each other and working voodoo and working black magic against each other, you better stop it. You better stop it, I say, because there's no place in the kingdom for you, and you won't be able to exist in a state like that. As we pour libations in our mind, we call the east, the west, the north, and the south together. And we decree this day our mindset will be changed. And we will begin to live with the new generation, with a new thought. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Situation. Take a lesson from our elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let go of love and get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing. Practice another. Just look what happens to the Indian and the brother. Our leaders make us fight. We don't know what for. If they want people killed, let them fight the war. It's gotta end somewhere. It's killers got to see. If no one went to fight, we'd all live in peace. Our generation is all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must.
We're together and stronger than they ever thought it could be. A world motherless can help care covenants, a love for all people, no matter what the culture is. Our generation is making huge strides, a self-empowering movement that's on the rise. The more the doors open, the more the youth can see. A fair chance means a greater opportunity to have a brighter future, deeper insight. Work hard to be anything you want in life. It's what it's all about, the longevity. Educated enough to know what's ahead of me. Here to straighten it out, seeking your find. They can cage your body, but not your mind. We lay it all on the line in the struggle we grew. But together, here's what we gotta do.
Our generation is all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must.